All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Anatomy of Sex. Thank you so much for patronizing us. Thank you. Keep on doing it. Share the show with your friends. So today we are talking about what, Camille?
The nervous system and sex. Sex and the nervous system.
Ooh, sex and the nervous system. So, okay, what do you know about the nervous system?
So I've been, as of late, completely obsessed with a podcast that is called Trauma Rewired, which is all about understanding the nervous system and how it responds to trauma. And now, while this episode is not about trauma, it's not the point of it. That's how I discovered any stuff about the nervous system, anything about it. And then I'm connecting all these dots.
Right.
That is just like blowing my mind. And here's the cool thing.
Yeah.
I sent them when I was waiting in the line at Goodwill to drop off my clothes at the donation center. I shot them a text on Instagram, the people who do the podcast.
Yeah.
The Trauma Rewired one. And I was like, hey, your show's amazing, et cetera, et cetera. Do you guys ever go on to shows? And they're like, yeah. So I'm going to send them an emailio.
All right.
And get them on the
show.
That'd
be cool to interview them. So yeah, that'll be
unbelievably cool.
For sure. So, okay. But what do you know about the nervous system?
Not like a ton. Are you setting me up because you know a lot? Clearly that's what you're doing.
No.
Well, what do you want me to say then? Well, I know this about the nervous system.
What do you know about it? What do you know about the vagus nerve? Where is it even?
Like in the middle. The nervous system is like a huge part of your body. And on their podcast, it's like the graphic for their podcast. And it's crazy. I should look up where it all goes. But
okay.
The whole point of this, are you asking me because you want to say something, or are you just asking me because you're asking me?
Conversating.
Okay. Didn't think that was what you do. So again, I'm going to just share the story of like why I'm talking about nervous system stuff, how it relates. I feel like the understanding the nervous system and its part to play in relational dynamics is like the missing piece that I didn't realize was missing. I was like, why can't I connect all these things? Like, why is this all still so hard? And I started looking at, because again, like we've mentioned in other episodes on the regular show, that I just recently figured out like, oh, my whole family suffers from complex PTSD?
PTSD, yeah.
Complex post-traumatic stress disorder.
Complex trauma, generational trauma, stuff like that.
And and once I realized that, and again, this has been like years of doing different things and working on myself and then going to therapy. And I don't know what it was, the thing that like popped this into my brain, but I was like, wait, that is a huge problem. Like the fact that we're all, like my entire family of origin system is functioning on this down-regulated, like, what's that word? Like, squashed. It's the whole thing is, like, muted, dampened. Our entire nervous system is, like, always in fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is a threat. And when you're living like everything is a threat, it's very hard to have joy.
Right. So not like everything is a threat because, you know, your family survived 9/11 or, you know, escaped a mass shooter. Not that kind of threat, and not like, what's that? Who made that sound? What is this? So it's not...
Have you ever met my mom? It's not far.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's... Yes, that is true. But it is not like, oh no, what's that? And they don't do anything or go anywhere kind of thing. But it is... It's their operating system.
Right.
Right? It's like most people... Actually, this is interesting, but you know, neonatal stuff, like kids can experience high stress like in the womb and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like I've had clients and stuff who terrible things, punched in the, you know, like just bad stuff, right? Or cocaine affected, drug affected babies, their nervous system is already up here where they're already dysregulated.
Right.
Right out of the
shoot. You know what I thought of when you said that? You know, right. When they do construction and they have like a big garbage trash chute?
That's funny.
That's literally one of the birth canal. Is just one of those.
That's funny. So hold on, but we're gonna talk more about this on a non-anatomy of sex episode, but I want to bring it back in the role of trauma, fight or flight, and how normalized that can be for some of us and how it affects our sex life, how it affects touch, how it affects foreplay or not foreplay or orgasm or all kinds of stuff. And just to put this into context, if your nervous system is always dysregulated, a lot of people, and we'll talk about this more in a different episode, but a lot of people get so normalized.
Hey guys, to hear the rest of this amazing episode, you're going to head over to patreon.com/anatomyofus. All right, see you over there. Bye.